Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Do you want to be like Jesus? I do. When we follow Him, our exalted head, then we will be made like Him and we will rise with Him. Hallelujah.
Christ the Lord is risen today. Hallelujah. Sons of men and angels say, Hallelujah. Raise your joys and try.
Last time, I started with Matthew, and we went back and forth all the way through to Revelation, right? Well, this time, you get to go first. So you're going to start with Matthew, and then I'll go next, okay? Here we go. Go ahead and start. Mark, John, Romans. Did you say 1 and 2 Corinthians? Good job. Galatians, Philippians. 1 and 2 Thessalonians, Titus, Hebrews, 1 and 2 3 John, Revelation. You are doing a great job learning the books of the New Testament. We'll practice some more, but let's go ahead and go to our Bible lesson. Hi, boys and girls. How are you today? Have you been learning your memory verse? I hope you have. I get these songs stuck in my head and I'm humming them throughout the day. In fact, my boys will say, Mommy, are you humming that song again? It's so wonderful to hide God's word in our hearts. And when we put His words to music, it helps us to learn it even better. Well, I want to hear from you. I would love to hear what you think of our podcast, The Seed Pod. I want to hear where you live, where you're listening from. I am so excited that we have this podcast to share with you, and I would love to hear if you've shared it with your friends. So write to me at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. That's seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. Tell me where you're listening from. If you've shared this podcast with your friends, and let me know what you enjoy the most about it. Can you do that for me? I want to hear from you. Well, we are going to get started with today's lesson, but before we do, we're going to pray and ask Jesus' Spirit to be with us. Dear Lord, come into our hearts. Help us to trust you and to follow you today. As we take this time to study, please help us to be focused. Help us to listen. Help us to learn what you want us to learn today. We love you, Lord. Amen. The disciples were confused. Mary was confused. The women who had come to the tomb, they had been told by two bright shining beings that Jesus was risen. But how did they know? Well, Mary, who had followed Peter and John back to the empty tomb, stayed there for a while after the two disciples went back to Jerusalem. Mary cried as she thought about everything. Where had Jesus' body been taken? What had happened to it? Oh, she would gladly take care of it herself. After all, Lazarus' grave was empty. She could put Jesus' body in there. When she looked into the tomb, she saw the two angels that looked like two people. Why are you crying? They asked. And Mary told them she was heartbroken. Have you ever been heartbroken? Where all you want to do is just cry and make something better? As she turned away, someone else asked her the same question. We are going to see what they asked. Let's look at John chapter 20, verse 11 through 15. We were reading from John chapter 20 last time, weren't we? Well, today we're going to pick up right where we left off last time. So we're going to the book of John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John chapter 20. Good. Now we're going to read verses 11 through 15. Those are the small numbers. John chapter 20, 11 through 15. If you need a little more time or you need to go get your Bible, just pause the recording and then press play when you're ready. John chapter 20, verse 11 through 15. Here's what it says.
But Mary stood outside by the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white, sitting one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. Then they said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? She said to them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. Now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away.
Mary's eyes were so full of tears that she didn't know it was Jesus. She wanted to find Jesus. We're going to read verse 16 and 17 as soon as we play this song. But there is a beautiful song called Mary's Song that Miss Lindsay wrote, and I get to include it in today's program. I want you to listen to this song about how sad Mary was and then the joy that she found when she saw her Lord. And as soon as the song's over, then we're going to read verse 16 and 17.
I reached the tomb as dawn began to break. To my surprise, the stone was rolled away. No soldiers were around. My heart began to pound. I've lost my Lord again this day.
Thank you.
Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, 'I'm ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God.'"
Wasn't that beautiful? Can you just imagine how Mary must have felt? The excitement, the enthusiasm. She was the first one who Jesus had appeared to after he died. Jesus didn't have time to talk right then. Why? What did it say? What did he have to do? He had to return to his Father. Can you imagine how thrilled Mary was as she ran back to tell the disciples? "I found him! I found our Lord! He is risen!" By now, the disciples had been told twice that Jesus was alive and that he would meet them in Galilee. Jesus made sure that they knew where they were to meet him. He had even said to be sure to tell Peter, because he knew how awful Peter must have felt about what he had done just 2 days before. It hadn't been very long. We studied the lesson quite a few weeks ago, but it had only been 2 days since Peter had denied his Lord. Have you ever messed up really bad in front of somebody? And then you don't really want to be around them and you don't really want to see them because you know that you messed up, and when they see you, they're just going to remember what you did? Ugh, I've had that feeling sometimes, and it's awful. Jesus didn't want Peter to feel that way. He didn't want him to be shy or afraid. He wanted Peter to know that Jesus was looking for him. The silly disciples, they still couldn't believe that Jesus was alive. They thought that the women must be dreaming or hallucinating or something must be wrong. But you know what? While those disciples were frightened and scared and sad, what was Jesus doing? He was meeting with his precious Father in heaven. He had kept his promise. He had lived a sinless life. He had not sinned once. He had died for us, and he was raised from the dead. He had become a human. He died in our place, and now he was alive forevermore. And because of all this, you know what good news that gives us? It gives us the power to live just like he lived. We have that hope. We have that power to live like Jesus. And he wants us to. He wants us to follow him, to trust him, to believe on him, to rely on him, to cling to him. Have you ever been scared and you grab the hand of a mom or a dad or a grandpa or a grandma and you hold on tight? That's what Jesus wants us to do with him. He wants us to hold on to him tightly. Let's pray and give Jesus our hearts today, okay? Dear Lord, we want to give you our hearts. We want to cling to you. We want to rely on you. Thank you so much for your sacrifice that we can live forever with you. We love you, Jesus. Help us to keep close to you, to follow you. No matter what. Amen. We have our memory verse today. Have you been learning it? I have. It's Hebrews 13, verse 5. It says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." Jesus promises us that. Even when we feel afraid or sad or confused like the disciples, we can know and trust that Jesus will never forsake us. He has a plan, and he is working it all out.
Hebrews 13, verse 5.
He has said,
"I will never leave you nor forsake you."
He has said,
"I will never leave you nor forsake you."
He has said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." He has said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you."
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.